Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show, folks. My name is Rick Holmes. I'm your host. And this week, I have the pleasure of hosting Jeff Acconi, who's the Vice President of Data Strategy and Partnerships at Intensify. Intensify was born in 2018. And Jeff, hey, just tell us a little bit about Intensify. Now that you guys have been around a little while, what needs you're filling?
Sure. Thanks, Rick. And thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Intensify's providing B2B organizations, you know, with what we think is the most comprehensive buyer intelligence, you know, in the market today. And then from that, we have the solutions to act upon that intelligence. So we're bridging the ability to not only use the data, but then activate upon it as well.
Okay. And when you say activate mostly online, are you guys activating SDR campaigns off of it and so forth?
You know, content syndication, demand gen, digital. You know, and of course, you know, people can do their own self-service if they want, but our activation is mostly content syndication, digital.
Gotcha. And then once there's enough interest on that syndication, then that's going to trigger a call or something like that, right down the road?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Top of funnel stuff. Top of funnel. Well, if you guys need contact data on the bottom of the funnel, you know who to call.
Shameless.
Not you, but I mean, hey, listeners also. Contact data, talk to us. Jeff doesn't have it. So we decided to
But we don't want it. Let me be clear.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what everybody has to
There's
say.
There's a new world of PII out there.
I know there is. And oh my gosh, did I just deal with my first pain in the butt out there. We can make a whole nother show about that one. But for this one, folks, we want to talk about data sourcing and partnership. And it's cool because Jeff and I have both at times in our careers served in that role. I guess Jeff's still there. I guess I'm still there sometimes for our big partnerships. So we thought we'd talk about it since it's a commonality. Okay, let's try this like pop quiz hotshot. Do you prefer to buy your data, let's say for a thing, I don't know, intent about buying a web server, just making this up, right? Would you rather go through all your sources and pick the most accurate one, or would you rather make a soup of a couple? Well, soup's a bad word. Everybody says sausage. I'm skipping that. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I get your point. And you know, I'm going to say I'm a soup guy, right? I think by aggregating multiple sources, you're going to build out a better sense of truth.
Okay.
Right. You're going to, you know, look, not every model calculates data the same way, whether the derivative is intent, whether the derivative is a contact, whether the derivative is a technographic. Everybody goes about different methods and models as to how they're going to identify an intent signal and score it, right? And from that, you had a single supplier and they say, here's our intent data, and it may come from a unique data set, and you're going to build a campaign based upon that data. There could be gaps in their model. There could be, and maybe their model has no gaps, but just by virtue of how the data was derived, it innately has gaps, right? So from our perspective, or from my perspective, I look for multiple sources that you incorporate together. You obviously have to work with your partners very closely to understand their models in order to know how to adapt the output, right? But then from there, here's this source of truth.
Everybody's got to pick one.
Right.
Or you'll hear everybody having to pick one. And yeah, so you're combining multiples, picking the best fill rates. And yeah, I agree with you on the multi-sourcing. You know, I agree with you on the multi-sourcing. Single sourcing is, even if it's very, very accurate, you've got scale issues. That one particular set that's just perfect is always in limited supply.
You have dynamic data. I mean, what data stands still?
None of it, if it's any good.
Right. So therefore, and you know, you just have to find the means of maintaining it on a very frequent basis, again, to be that valuable source of truth.
Yeah, I think, and over here in contact world, what I think is interesting is probably, you know, I don't know, there's not a lot of companies in my space because we're a little space, but I think what every company, at least in my space, chooses to leave on the cutting room floor is the difference in their product. How they arrive at the very subtle ways of what they're going to cut and keep. And although the two or three or five companies or whatever have a very similar base data set, what they end up publishing is very different. So yeah, yeah, I don't know. I definitely have multiple sources. I don't know anybody in my network that doesn't. I mean, the bigger they get, the more they have. So. Mm-hmm.
The key is also, you know, you got to think down to the customer. And I don't know that a customer can afford multi-sourcing.
Yeah, or yeah, you don't have a person to manage all that.
Right. And so therefore, the customer should insist on understanding how the data they're considering licensing is comprised.
Sure.
Because if it's simply a one to a one to a one, you know, if it's, hey, look, the data you're licensing from us is comprised of multiple sources, there should be some more confidence. You know, we're still of the mindset that, you know, you should have multiple sources, but if you can't afford it.
I like the compliance aspect of air quote one source, but even that stuff isn't one source when you dig into it more. And I know some of my partners who sell data downstream like to just be like, yeah, contact every market media.
It's their fault.
It's their fault, obviously. Right. And then I'm like, oh, cool. I got nine places I got to tell this guy to go. Yeah. You know, if the multi-sourcers are in good shape, also it can give you some competitive advantage or compliance advantage. If every source has got its own set of consent or something like it, then it's pretty difficult or more difficult to have that person troll you up for a big government fee.
Right. And then, you know, lastly, you know, in the whole concept of multi-sourcing, especially from my perspective, I can't afford some, you know, if I single source and that company goes somewhere, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah. We talked about that during soundcheck, which actually in our space is happening all the damn time now.
Right now it is. Yeah. I mean, people can't afford to stay open and they're not going to get funding. So they're getting acquired.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the other point is relative to a stock buy right now, buying companies might be the seemingly a, you know, different place to put your eggs for a little while. At least you have control of where the money's going as opposed in, you know, to a spread, especially with private companies. I think you get a lot more control.
Right now we do, yeah.
Yeah. So right now we do. What? I'm going to have to move my business to the Cayman Islands. See what? Except, you know, you can't buy island real estate anymore, Jeff. The world's gone to bits. All right, Jeff, listen, if anybody wants to get you after the show, how do they get a hold of you?
Jeff.Acone@intensify.io.
Okay. This guy's got guts. He's going to put his email on the internet. And you're on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. The way you spell his last name is A-U-C-O-N-E, and you pronounce it the Italian way.
Yeah, there's a Y floating around Ellis Island somewhere.
I'm sure, so yeah.
That's how it's a long E.
Sloppy handwriting. Cool. Well, Jeff, man, it was so great to hang out with you today. Thank you for coming on. We made a nice piece of content for all of our listeners out there. And anybody needs to get a hold of Jeff, you guys know how. Anybody needs to get a hold of me, go to our website. Thanks for checking out the Corporate Data Show this week, folks. We'll be back with a new entertaining episode in 2 weeks. Jeff, I'll catch you next time, buddy.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Rick. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.